celebrate the feast of St. Lawrence, probably the second most famous deacon in our church after Stephen, whose feast day we all know is the one day after Christmas. It is fitting that we hear of sowing of seeds, planting of seeds, and dying in our readings today, because that describes the charism of the diaconate as well. So this morning I'd like to take time to speak about the diaconate and what a great gift people like Greg and all the deacons are to us priests, our parish, and our church. I could ask Deacon Greg to come up here and tell you what deacons are to our church, but I also think it's important for them to hear from us how they are seen and loved in our church. If we pay attention to the last words of Jesus in the gospel, we can capture in one sentence the gift of the deacons in our church. Whoever serves must follow me, and wherever I am, there also will my servant be. In one sentence, deacons bring and are Christ to many who hunger for that relationship. So let's understand what is the ministry of the diaconate. First, as in priesthood and consecrated life, one is called. It's not a job, it's not a hobby, it's not something to keep yourself busy after retirement. It's a vocation, and it's first and foremost a vocation for holiness. And because it is called a vocation, that means God has chosen that man to bring his gifts and talents to the ministry. This calling must lead to a heart open and willing to enter intimately into the needs of the sick, the poor, and the needy. Secondly, deacons are to be men of the church. A deacon is not permanently placed in his home parish or even the parish of his choosing. A deacon is assigned, just like priests are, to a parish, one that best serves in utilizing the skills and gifts of that particular deacon, matched with the needs of the parish. Diaconate is not a contemplative vocation. Where prayer and liturgy are necessary on the path to holiness, deacons are called to be in the world. And in fact, deacons are called to have a foot in both worlds, one in heaven and one on earth, one in the clergy and one in the laity, one in their own families and one in the families that they serve. Deacons serve as Christ in the front lines, bringing the Eucharist to every part of the body of Christ. The deacon must be a man of integrity and be able to joyfully balance being in those both worlds. As an ordained minister, they are obligated to give witness by the way they lead their lives. And as it says in the homily at their ordination, you must be filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit, chaste and beyond reproach before God and man. That integrity is most important to me as a priest, in that a deacon has to be a man of his word. He has to say what he means and mean what he says. This is never more important than when we are proclaiming the word and preaching. They must be living what they are reading and being who they are proclaiming. St. Lawrence was a deacon of the early church who was martyred in Rome. After the death of the Pope, a prefect of Rome asked St. Lawrence to turn over all the riches of the church. St. Lawrence asked for 3 days to bring them. On the third day before the prefect, he brought all the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame. He said, "These are the riches of our church." St. Lawrence serves as a great image for deacons today as they give of their lives in close unions with the weakest members of our church. In a month or so, we will be ordaining a new deacon from St. Dominic, Kurt Piot. That still leaves us Jeff Kucharski, who's in formation. Kurt will serve us here along with Deacon Greg and Deacon Larry LaFon, who is retired, but still helps us every week preparing our weekly intentions. We will be also saying goodbye in September to Deacon Jim Mathias, who will be moving to serve the parishioners and parish of St. Sebastian and St. Catherine. I ask you today on the Feast of St. Lawrence to pray, and pray every day for the gift that our deacons are and the gift to all deacons in the entire